Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the sixth day of March will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 21st day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 30th day of May, the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 9th of June, the Feast of Pentecost. And on the 1st of December, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. What I just announced was the Epiphany proclamation. Just as in the Ancient of Days, the calendar was announced, in our sacred tradition, we announce the holy days of this upcoming year. As we close the Christmas season soon, so I get to say one more time, Merry Christmas, on this 12th day of the holy season. $1.87. That was all, and 60 cents of it was in pennies. Three times she counted, $1.87, and the next day would be Christmas. And so begins the short story by the author O. Henry, called The Gift of the Magi, written in 1905. And the story is about a young married couple that had more love than they did money. Christmas was approaching fast, and they both wanted to give each other the best gift possible. Finally, on Christmas Day, Della decided to sell her long, beautiful hair that went down to her knees to buy for her husband, Jim, a chain for his favorite watch, a watch that he inherited from his father and grandfather. Coming home that evening, Jim sees Della with her new hair, and he uncovers his gift for her, a set of expensive combs. To buy them, he sold his watch. In the eyes of the world, their gifts became useless, and that they would have seemed foolish on Christmas morning, but their love made those gifts among the wisest of those who give gifts. The wise men of the first Christmas story also could have looked foolish as they arrived in Bethlehem bringing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to a mere child. The three wise men weren't Jewish. They were outsiders, Gentiles, who didn't realize how much they would disturb the peace of Jerusalem by asking about this newly born king of the Jews. And as with Jim and Della's experience, the Magi's plans didn't turn out the way they expected. But they gave what money could not buy. Yes, they first came looking for an earthly king and giving him gifts that was appropriate for that. But instead, they found the Savior, God in the flesh, the one who would ultimately give the most perfect of gifts, the sacrifice of himself for them, and of course for us. Yes, the gifts that the wise men brought were precious, but the worship they offered, the King of Kings on bended knee and bowed head, was of greater value than the material gifts that they brought. So on this feast of the Epiphany, perhaps we can ask ourselves, what can we offer God? How can we worship God today? And I suggest that we offer, in our own way, symbolic gold, frankincense, and myrrh. To offer God gold, our talents and our efforts, to offer him the incense of our prayers and worship, to offer him the myrrh of our sufferings and sorrows and our daily struggles. Which of these things in your life needs to be reoffered to Christ? Which of these things need to be laid at the feet of the child Jesus? Today, when we receive our Lord again in Holy Communion, let's lay at his feet whatever pleases him most, whatever he is asking in our hearts. With the help of his grace, let us leave Mass today more deeply committed to living and giving for him who is Christ, the King of Kings.